يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
They ask thee about the new moons. Say, they are means for measuring time, for the general convenience of people, and for the pilgrimage. And it is not righteousness that you come into houses by the backs thereof. But truly righteous is he who fears God, and you should come into houses by the doors thereof, and fear Allah, that you may prosper.
وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ.
And fight in the way of Allah against those who fight against you, but do not transgress. Surely Allah loves not the transgressors.
وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ من القتل ولا تقاتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه فإن قاتلوكم فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء الكافرين.
And slay these transgressors wherever you meet them, and drive them out from where they have driven you out. For persecution is worse than slaying. And fight them not in and near the sacred mosque until they fight you therein. But if they fight you, then fight them. Such is the requital for the disbelievers.
فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
But if they desist, then surely Allah is most forgiving, merciful.
وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على
And fight them until there is no persecution, and religion is professed only for Allah. But if they desist, then remember that no hostility is allowed except against the wrongdoers.
الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين.
The violation of a sacred month may be retaliated in the sacred month. And for all sacred things there is the law of retaliation. So whoso transgresses against you, punish him for his transgression to the extent to which he has transgressed against you. And fear Allah, and know that Allah is with those who fear him.
وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And spend in the cause of Allah, and cast not yourselves into ruin with your own hands, and do good. Surely Allah loves those who do good.
وَأَتِمُّوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّهُ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذًى مِنْ رَأْسِهِ ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم تلك عشرة كاملة ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب.
And complete the pilgrimage and the umrah for the sake of Allah. But if you are kept back, then make whatever offering is easily available, and do not shave your heads until the offering reaches its destination. And whoever among you is sick or has an ailment of the head should make an expiation either by fasting or almsgiving or a sacrifice. But when you are safe, then he who would avail himself of the umrah together with the pilgrimage should make whatever offering is easily obtainable. But such of you as cannot find an offering should fast 3 days during the pilgrimage and 7 when you return home. These are 10 complete. This is for him whose family does not reside near the sacred mosque. And fear Allah, and know that Allah is severe in punishing.